The key trick for taking pictures of cows is to make noise. A lot of it. Kayla Campbell crunches a water bottle while another woman makes monkey noises. A cow in front of a white backdrop turns her head toward the sounds and pricks up her ears. The photographer in front of her snaps away.
We just create a lot of noises in order to grab their attention and put their ears forward. And by having their ears forward, we not only make their head and neck look better, but it also keeps them focused on something happening so that they don't move and we get the best picture of them.
Campbell works for Lindy's Livestock Photography. She's down on the floor of one of the arenas at the farm show, waiting to photograph the supreme champion dairy cow. Campbell grew up on a beef cow farm in Ohio, where she used to show cows in competition. That's how she learned how to get a cow's attention for a photo.
That's kind of where I picked up the whole idea of taking pictures and, you know, creating new sounds and trying to get the calves' attention, because even as a showman, you're trying to get their attention and get those ears forward. So there was times in some pictures you wouldn't even be smiling because you're making a noise yourself. So it's kind of one of those things you grow up around and you understand it. To some other people, it's like, what are they doing?
One copy of Campbell's photos goes to the farm show to display on their website. Other copies of the photo are likely purchased by the proud ribbon winner to display prominently on the family mantle. To get the best picture she can, Campbell has learned a lot about what different animals respond to. She says cows are calm, and you have to make a commotion to get their attention.
If it's a laid-back kind of animal, you really want to get in there and kind of just go at them.
And she says every photographer makes different sounds.
You can get any kind of noises you ever imagine. I've actually been told that I kind of sound like a bird. And I have a friend back in Ohio that sounds like a duck. He quacks a lot. Everybody has their own noise that they find that works for them, and they keep continuing to use that noise.
She says other options include shaking pom-poms or holding up a mirror so the cow looks at what it thinks is another cow. A more physical tactic is darting quickly toward, then away from the cow. Basically, whatever it takes.
If the calf is set correctly at that moment in time, you do all you can to get those ears forward, because that calf can move any second and you could lose that perfect picture that you just created. And all you needed was the ears.
Campbell's coworker, Emily E. Pure, is taking photos over at the goat competition. She has her own techniques for getting a cow's attention.
Mostly another cow noise, like a bull noise. Do you want an example? Like, murr, something along those lines. Or kissing or whistling usually works. So.
But goats, apparently, are a lot easier to photograph. E-Pure snaps away as Campbell picks up handfuls of wood shavings from the ground and drops them in front of a little gray goat.
With a smaller breed, such as a goat, a lamb, or a pig, you kind of snap at them, click, but they don't require as such loud of noises as the larger animals do.
There's a quick primer on photographing farm animals. Now you can practice your noises before the next time you take pictures of the local livestock. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.